Hi, I'm Chrissy.
I'm Joss, and you're listening to Breaking the Curtain,
the podcast where we interview our theater idols and chat all about the history behind your favorite musicals.
So sit back,
relax,
and enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Breaking the Curtain. We are here with another interview from
Six!
I have an excuse. I have a cold today, so...
Yeah, I just suck, so it's fine. anyway, we are here with another amazing company member from Six in Toronto. Six yes. in the Six! I promise I'll stop now.
Never gets old, does it?
We are chatting today with standby slayer Darcy Stewart. Darcy is part of the Canadian company, and as a standby slayer, she covers the roles of Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, and Anna of Cleves.
I am so dumb because I almost said to you, wow, they all almost have the same name. But then I was like, no, there's Catherine.
Well, to be fair, Henry wasn't super creative when it came to choosing different wives. He was like, okay, we have like three Catherines, an Anne and an Anna, and then a Jane. Back in the day, back in the day when the church was dictating a lot of things, they liked to name people after saints, actually. So there were a lot of Catherines and Annes, and I can't think of any other saints because I'm not Catholic, but that was the thing, especially for royalty.
Very interesting.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
And you get lots of fun facts in this episode today with Queen Darcy, who is giving us the royal tea. That joke is never going to get old either.
Never gets old.
About her experiences over at Six, which is fantastic. We talk all about Galentine's Day and about the upcoming sing-along show on March 6th.
March 6th. Six in the Six.
March 6th in the Six. I have so much FOMO that I'm not going to be at the sing-along. But it's probably for the best because you would not want to sit next to me at a sing-along for Six.
Oh, same. Absolutely not.
Honestly, you don't Absolutely want to sit not. Next to me at a normal viewing of Six. I'm going to cheer on my queens.
I mean, you heard us in the intro. You don't want to sit beside us at a sing-along.
Anyways, because you're all probably sick of our jokes, we're going to pass you along to Queen Darcy. Welcome to Breaking the Curtain, Darcy.
I'm so excited, girly.
This is going to be so much fun. We love having you gals out on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. We love the podcast, too. We love
you. Oh, yay. Yeah. Aww. Well, the love goes both ways, and that makes me so happy. We always love to start by having you introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about the very important role you play at Six.
So sweet. My name's Darcy. I am a standby slayer. We've dubbed ourselves the standby slayers. And then I just have to tell a quick little story. Day one of rehearsal, week two, I'd say, when all the queens are there, all the producers are there, everybody. It was like the big meeting that the slayers were in a week before when we had dubbed ourselves standby slayers. We're all going around the circle one by one saying who we are, and it comes to Abigail. And she goes, "Hi, I'm Abigail Sparrow. I'm a standby slayer." And when she said slayer, we were all like, all right, we can say it. It's in. It's in. Anyway,
it's in.
I'm a standby slayer. What I do in the show is I cover three of the six queens. I cover Aragon, Boleyn, and Cleves. And there's four slayers. Each of us cover three roles, which means every character in the show has two covers. So if somebody's on a personal day, if somebody goes on vacation, if somebody calls out sick, if somebody loses their voice, has a headache, anything, one of us goes in. Stage manager just chooses which one goes on, and we kind of just rotate. And it's a big mental game, but it's awesome. Best job ever.
It's absolutely incredible. I've seen the show three times, I think, at this point, and I've actually seen each one of the slayers on, and that was my goal for this run. I was like, I want to see everybody in one of their understudy tracks.
So that was so sweet.
Like, it's just so exciting. And I think you've done all three of your queens, right?
Yeah, we've all done all three. We did all three pretty quick. I actually did Boleyn in very last minute in Edmonton, our very, very, very first preview ever.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. First preview of Six. And I got the call being like, are you comfortable to do Boleyn tonight? And I was like, bring it on.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
And of course, you have to be ready at a moment's notice to go on in any one of those three tracks.
Truly, and it's the one that you usually are ready least for that you go on last minute. Like, I had done a bunch of Aragon recently and then Boleyn before that. And I was driving to work because standbys only have to get there half an hour before the show. So I'm driving to work at 7:15, shows at 8. driving into work and I get a call from our stage manager. I was like, hi. And she's like, you're on for Cleves tonight. I was like, oh my God. And we have to be ready at the half hour because we go down to get our wigs and our costumes on at the half hour because they take so long to put on. Mm-hmm. I got the call and you just rush up. All the Slayers came in the room and we went through some of the lines and some of the quick spacing stuff. And then on stage, it was wild. Anyway.
That's incredible. How do you stay ready?
You do a lot of lip trills, mm-hmm. a lot of singing in your car. And we have rehearsal at least once a week, the Slayers. So it's usually every Thursday during the show. So tonight during the show, we have a rehearsal hall like two blocks away. And we usually do runs of the show or just runs of different numbers in different characters, kind of whoever you want to pick and choose that day. And we have mm-hmm. a stage manager in there with us and somebody on the piano. And we just do a run of the show, all four of us in like a different role.
Oh, fantastic. That is so cool.
It's cool. It's a cool job. It's cool. Yeah. It's
they should sell tickets to that.
Yes. I don't think that would be legal.
No, maybe not. But like,
or, yeah, if anybody would like it, but we have a lot of fun.
No, but like, I think that is so cool. Like the work that goes into it, it's not just, okay, remember it. It's every week it's drilling it.
You and know, that's some people just have perfect. That. Some people can just remember, but my brain doesn't work like that. So I need to get right. Same. Yep. Sweet. Yeah. Like, we also call them wing nuts. I don't know why we came up with wing nut. I think it was Haley, another standby Slayer. She came up with wing nut where you do a run in the wing while the show's going. So cool. Like while the show's on stage, you can peek in, look at them, or you can just stay right outside the curtain and do the show with them at the same time. And, yeah, it's definitely like, you got to repeat it. It's definitely like, you don't just remember it. If you do Aragon once a month later, you have to just. Mm-hmm. Keep like the muscle going. Wow. Yeah.
That is so incredible.
Pretty cool.
So you're playing three different queens and mm-hmm. do you have a favorite moment to perform in the show and does it change with each queen?
Yes. Okay. So I say Balin. Her, my favorite. I don't know if you know the line, a severed head.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite line. Leaves would probably be the end of her number. The end of her number where she gets, you know,
absolutely
anything away. So fun. And then Aragon, probably the end of her number too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fierce, right?
Yes.
Where she's on what we call the rostra, like the steps at the back when she's doing her, you know, to Henry, I'm so sorry for what I've done. Please let me know what I've done wrong. And he doesn't say anything. And then she gets mm-hmm. to go on. I think that's probably my favorite Aragon moment.
That's such a great moment too. Like, I feel like when you think about the show, you're like, yeah, like that silence, just that moment and everybody's looking.
Yes. Like, yes. You're like, hello, Henry. Are you good, bro?
Okay. Say less.
Really say less. Yeah.
Really. And the Queendom is such a powerful fan base. What has it been like stepping into a show with such a large following? And do you have like a favorite fan interaction or anything?
Oh my God, it's the best. The fan base is the best. So one very important, I don't know if she's ever going to see this, but we have a huge fan. She's the best. Her name's Lauren Trossman.
Yes.
And so she comes to like all the shows. She sees all the Slayers when they're on. We love her. She's over the stage door. And I don't know if you know. Oh, wait, were you there Valentine's Day? You know this when I went on for Cleves and I messed up the words.
Yes. Okay. My mom didn't even notice.
You know,
she'd never seen the show before and she didn't notice.
My mom didn't notice either. My mom was like, I didn't know what the drag queen was talking about when she got on stage. Darcy improv the song. My mom's like, I don't know what she was talking about. My mom's seen the show 8 times.
No, you handled that like a total champ, Darcy. I was just like in awe of you. Like before like I'd even processed what had happened, you were already like, my name is Cleves. Like you were already gone. I was like,
I was like, what else can you do? Like, what else am I going to do? We got to just come up with whatever. It's happening.
For sure. But, it was perfect.
It was fun. It was fun. Knock on wood that absolutely never happened again.
Yes.
But right now, no problem. But I think one of my favorite fan interactions was after I did that, I was really worried. Like I know stuff happens on stage. The show must go on, whatever. But I was more worried that it would just make me look unprofessional. And I really didn't want that. I didn't want the audience to be like, ooh, yikes. I wanted them to be like, that's hilarious. Like she did it, whatever. So the second I went, I think I ended that little improv section was, and this is 6 or welcome to 6, something like that. And I said that And then I start dancing to go to the other side of the stage. And 2 seconds after I said, and welcome to six, I see Lauren Trost. Lauren Trost in like the second row, wiping away tears, laughing. And I was like, that is all I needed. I needed someone, like an anchor, someone that I knew to be like, no, girl, it was funny and it's okay. And that topped everything. Made it okay.
It was funny. It was okay. And honestly, like, you have to remember 3 totally different shows. So yeah. Good for you.
Thank you. Well, I did start to do Aragon's lines. That's what happened. You know what happened? The show must go on. It was fun. The crowd, I seemed to love it. So Lauren Trostman loved it. So it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. And people wouldn't have noticed if they hadn't like read the lyrics right before.
I mean, I did say the lines. I did say the words. These are the wrong words, but you know what? Whatever. It was fun.
My mom goes, oh, I thought like maybe Henry said the wrong words to her. That would make sense. And
mom!
I was like, yeah.
Hey, mom, let's go. Mom's smart.
It was her first time at six. And I was like, you're going to love it. And she wasn't sure, but she is obsessed.
Really? Why wasn't she sure?
She wasn't sure because like she loves like the historical aspect of it. So then to put it in like the pop era of it, but she loves the songs and I sing them all the time at home. So I finally like convinced her. I was like, we're going. And she had the best time ever. So
it really is like we were taught in rehearsals to not think of the show like Hamilton, like not think of it as this like real historical thing that happened. It's sort of just like, okay, you know about these women's stories through the lens of a man, but what if we take that and we kind of switch the narrative and we see and we like explore that and make it a pop concert and like let's have these people absolutely skrelt, like sing their wail their brains off. So that's what the show's about, right? It's more like, let's just put on a fun concert, not make it a super historical thing and make it really fun, but still have facts in there, you know?
Yeah, like you still learn something, but it's still just like, it's more fun than like the actual like history piece of it. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think it's probably more fun for your mom. I think it's more fun for people that know the story of the.
Yes.
Right. Like I know my mom's seen it now 8 times and she's like, oh my God, every time I go and I learn something new. Mm-hmm. Every time I go and I hear a lyric I never heard that was like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. You know? So I think it's for everybody, honestly.
It genuinely is. And like you leave on such a high, like honestly, there's nothing like going to six.
Yes.
Like you leave and I'm like,
you're like, women rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best. You should feel the energy when you get off stage at the end. You're like, it's the best show. This is so much fun.
I can only imagine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So fun. Like it's just, and you're there with 5 other women.
Yes. When does that ever happen?
When does it happen? And the band is all women.
Yeah.
All the whole team is women. Choreographer, music director, like everybody's female. It's just such great, empowering female energy.
It's such a head rush. And I think that's why I like it so much and why it has such like the response that it does. Because where do you, like, where's another musical where it's all women, right?
Yeah. Like, head rush is a really good way to put it. Because it's also only 90 minutes long.
Yes.
It's like no intermission. It's just a quick little like, whoa, blown away. And then you leave being like, whoa, what? Yeah, like, yeah, let's run. Let's go on a run, guys.
No, literally, so I always have so much energy and I have to sit on the train going home. I'm like.
You're like, deep breaths.
Deep meditation breaths. Yeah. Exercises. Gotta relax.
From that opening moment into Aragon, it's just. Ugh. Crazy. It's such a rush.
Such a rush. Boom, 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 brah. And the lights are there and it's silence and she's in the middle. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Okay. Yeah. Like, honestly, I lose my voice. Like, every time I go the next day, I'm like,
girl, tell me about it. I get off stage and I'm like, immediately, you hear everybody in their change and be like, mama, 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 like doing these cool downs. It's so cute.
Immediate cool down. So six has had some really exciting events over the last little bit. You had Galentine's Day, you've had Pink Shirt Day, and coming up this coming week, you're having your first sing-along performance in Toronto.
I know.
Do you tell everyone about that, how it works?
I honestly don't really know because I'm not in the show every night, so I'm just doing it. But I pray that I'm in the show that day. I think it'd be so fun. And if I'm not in the show, I have to sit in the audience. Mm-hmm. And I will be singing at the top of my lungs, guys. I can imagine it's probably pretty distracting on stage, but probably like, you know, all we want in six, we break the fourth wall. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you know what that means, but it's like there's a wall right in front of the audience that you perform to in most shows. You know, your scene partner is at that wall. But in this show, your scene partner is in the audience. Like, they're the people in the audience. So we break that fourth wall. We're already talking to the audience. And all we want is their reaction back, right? So having them being able to sing the songs with us is, like, the ultimate reaction back. So you're going to have these people in the audience that are mega fans that are like, I get a chance to sing Heart of Stone. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be so distracting for whoever's playing Seymour that day. But, like, it's just going to be so energetic. And I think it's honestly just what we need.
Yeah. With your in-ears, like, how much of the audience can you hear when you have those in?
Well, not everybody puts them all the way in. I put them all the way in, but a lot of people have them halfway out. And also we actually have like mics in the audience. Like, we're picking up sound from the audience that actually get put into the ear.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So when you're doing your sound checks, you can say, oh, can I get more audience? Can I get more me? Can I actually get more guitar? And I need a little bit more piano and I need less of this. And then during Heart of Stone, can I get more, see more, less of everybody else, blah, blah, blah. So you do get a bit of audience. It's everybody's choice how much you get. And I think for maybe like Boleyn or Cleves, more funnier, jokey roles, you probably want more audience because it just helps the role so much to hear laughter back. There's nothing like doing a Boleyn and not hearing laughter back. And you're like, all right, this is going to be a tough show, you know? So the sing-along, I mean, I'm hoping they hear that. No, not everybody. I don't think anybody really wears their in-ears all the way in. Maybe a few, but so I'm sure we're going to be able to hear the audience somehow, either in the in-ears or out. I think it'll be great.
It's going to be crazy. Like, the roof is going to be gone off the Royal Alex. Like, oh, gone. Yeah.
Core Royal Alex, like, isn't it the oldest theater in Toronto? And it's about to be.
It is. Like, so long, Rat. Oh my God. It's going to be crazy.
Yes. Something like
it. The roof is about to explode off. It's so sad, but it's what happens.
It's so sad, but it's worth it.
It's worth it for six.
Worth it. Yeah. So everybody should go get tickets to that. That is on the 6th of March.
March 6th. Please come, everybody. If you're listening to this, please go.
Yeah. Everybody go.
Please go.
Scream out all your favorite words because it's just going to be so amazing and such great
coming?
Energy.
Are you like, going to be there?
I'll be there in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit.
I'll my like post work shower. I'll be like screaming the words.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You'll hear me in Toronto. Yeah. You'll be like, oh God, she's back. Oh no, not her. So we selected a question to ask you from one of our listeners on Instagram. Cool. So this is from @Megan_R7, who wants to know what part of the show is the most fun to perform and why?
Okay, I'm thinking of all characters. Oh, it's gotta be six. It's gotta be the last number six before Mega Six. It's got like, it's just all come together. This is the remix, like right from there to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. It's also like there is a lull where you get serious, right? Where Howard's song and then Parr's song and you're listening, you're like, wow, this is deep. Like, this is intense. And the feeling of getting up to dance with Parr or further on saying the remix, you get right back into it. And I don't know how the other girls feel, but I have this rush of like, oh, that's what we were doing. That's what we were doing. But now we've learned something new from Parr. And now we're doing the same thing we did, but we're not really in a competition anymore. We're like all together. And it not only is this like rush of energy, it's also just like a new way of releasing that energy, right?
Yeah.
Just like it just feels more empowering. You feel more like a girl group right there. And you just want to lift up your sisters even more than you were at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever Aragon's going in No Way, I'm over there with them, you know, doing one of these, looking at her when she's doing her monologue, going like, that's my girl. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. But you're still in comp mode. You're still in competition. Mm-hmm. And I'm right, Boleyn right. Dancing, thinking, okay, I'm coming up next. Like I'm about to get these people on my side now. But when you're doing six, you're like, who cares, man? We're all in this together. Like, you guys all rock and I rock too. And yeah, it's just come after a big lull. So you're just like, this is what we're doing. Like, this is why you guys are here. Do you get it? Do you get it? Now I get it. Let's share this together with the audience and with each other. And it's a great feeling.
That's probably my favorite song in the show, actually, is six.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
so fun, like, to sing, so fun to listen to, so fun to dance to.
The little part that goes into the beginning of it with the like it's the chorus, but like you each take a turn singing a line and then you harmonize, I'm always like,
yeah,
it is. It's like girl group moment.
There's actually a video, I'm gonna post it in a while, but there's a video of the Slayers doing our final put in. No, it was our final rehearsal, I think. And we had different colored shirts as the queens that said like Aragon, like gold shirt.
Boleyn. Oh, cute.
And we had little rehearsal skirts that were like from the very, very beginning that they kept just for rehearsals. So we're wearing that and we just went, Aragon just did her final, our crowning glory. We all look at each other for 5 more minutes. We're 6. We start to go 4, 5. My voice cracks. We're all crying. My voice cracks. 4, 5. And then we're all crying. And I go on the mic. You can hear it. Someone took a video. I go, sorry, we're crying. We're crying. And you see just Julia, Haley, Abigail, and I wiping my tears. Guys, like, guys, we got to do it. 4, 5. We do the rest of the song. It's so cute. We're all just wiping away tears.
Aww.
We're like, it's just such a beautiful moment.
It really is.
And you're with your friends too. You've done it. Yeah, it's just great. It's a great show, great moment.
Yeah, it's just, and you go from that and it builds into this huge party and then the mega mix, and it's just,
And the mega mix is a party, and it's, I don't know if anyone knows this, it's exhausting. We're out there being like, oh, we're doing it again? Let's rally, man. But wow, I got 1% left in me and I'm going to use it right now.
Honestly, we say this all the time on the podcast. All of our favorite musicals have mega mixes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's like a prerequisite. If there's not a mega mix, I'm not going.
What other musicals?
Joseph.
Mamma Mia. Bat Out of Hell had one at one point.
On Your Feet has one.
On Your Feet has one.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Bat Out of Hell, I remember being like, I don't think I've ever heard singing like this in my life.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody in this cast is a 12 out of 10, like vocally. Yeah. Unbelievable. Same with 6, I guess.
Yeah. That's how I feel about you guys too. Yes. I'm like, what?
That's how I feel whenever I watch them as well. I go, how can all of you
be so good
to the gods in such a different way? Like, unreal.
Yeah, insanity. Insanity. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of your voices are so different, but so like, you're all like a level
gorgeous
above everything. Yeah. It's just stunning.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's why I say, like, go see 6. Even if, like, maybe you're not sure if you're on board with the pop star thing, you're going to have 6 beautiful women sing at you for 90 minutes. And
really,
why would you say no to that?
Truly, it's like it's a spectacle. It's an boring spectacle. And it makes you so happy.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It's like an endorphin rush.
Yes, absolutely it is. Yeah. That's to a T. And that's how you feel when you do it, too. The crash after, actually the crash doesn't happen until probably the next day, because if I get the call and I go on that night, I'm up until 1 a.m. I'm just like this in bed, like trying to sleep, like we're good. That's like felt like I just had a cup of coffee. Brutal.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So why should audience members come and see 6 while it's in Toronto?
I just think it's a perfect show for anybody, and I think Toronto's such a special place. Not to be so lame, but seeing 6 in the 6, guys.
I know.
You gotta come. Also, the leader of the NDP party, Jagmeet Singh, came to 6 the other day. Posted on Instagram, it was his 6th wedding anniversary with his wife, and they came to see 6 and sat in the audience like so unassuming, like didn't
aww,
whatever, just sat there and enjoyed the show on their 6th anniversary. Anyway, super cute.
So cute.
And I just think it's a show for everybody. Every single person who has come cries, laughs. Like my best friend's dad cried, laughed. Every man, woman, all in between have just loved it. All ages. Like I've had grandmas, my cousin's grandma, who's I think now in her early 80s, came and said afterwards, not to me, but to my cousin, I think that's the best thing I've ever seen on stage.
Yes.
I'm like, go off. Like,
yes, grandma.
Come on, Grams. Like, it's just such a empowering show, and you leave feeling amazing. You leave feeling like you learned a really good lesson. And also it just leaves at a 12. It just leaves at like such a high note that you're like inspired. I've had a lot of people being like, I just felt so inspired leaving, being like, I have so much energy and I just feel like I want to do something and like just feel inspired. So I think it's for everybody.
It's such like a show to like bring your friends to. Like Chrissy and I went together, and then I went with my mom. I came by myself and it was great, but I was like, no, you need to like bring
your
girls.
You need to like grab your girlfriend's hand and be like,
bring a friend.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Bring a friend. You need to be able to like, and then afterward be like, ah.
Yeah, you have to kiki. You have to kiki. Yeah,
exactly. Like, go get a cocktail especially, after.
And... especially when you have girls like skrelting that high, you have to grab somebody when that happens.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If you saw that alone, I'd be looking around being like, did anybody just hear that? Like, I need to talk about this. That was incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Definitely poor not. Chrissy, whenever she sits beside me, like her thighs must be bruised because I'm always like, did you see that?
She's like, I'm right here. I did see it.
You're going to pop off my fake nails if you hold my hand that tight one more time.
We saw Erin Tveit in Moulin Rouge and like, I don't know how Chrissy survived it because I was just like.
Was it unbelievable?
Oh, it's fantastic.
He's perfect.
He's perfect.
I have a friend in that show right now. It looks unbelievable. Is JoJo still in it?
No, I don't think. It's Courtney Reed now.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. And it's coming next year. The tour's coming next year. Yeah.
We're going.
Sold. Yeah. Sold. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, I'm going to be there every 100%. Night.
Every night.
What's
night.
That TikTok? It's like, I'm going to be in the pit. It's like, I'm going to be in the pit.
In a bit. I'm going to be in the pit. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Darcy. That was so much fun.
So fun. You guys are so great. Such good hosts. Like, it's so easy to talk to you.
Oh, thank
you. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's easy because we have really amazing guests.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hair toss. Yes.
Hair toss. No problem. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been a dream. We love the podcast. We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting. Like, we just love the support.
Aww. We love to support.
We do.
Yay! Yes. We want the show to go as long as possible. So we want people to come to the show. We love
talking
to the show. And we're so proud to be in it. It's probably my favorite show it's easily my favorite show I've ever done, but it's just like, we're so proud. So we just want it to keep going and we want people to keep coming and enjoying it. And so thank you so much. We super appreciate it.
Yeah, support Canadian theater. Support local talent. Like, go.
Yes, go. Come.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sell it out every night.
Yeah. Every night. Every night.
Every single night. It would be incredible. Until the rest of time, honestly.
Yeah. Until the rest of time, yeah. For 6 years.
For 6 years.